here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Did you miss that one? Did you get it?
I'm sorry, I'm still getting rancid.
Dingoes,
yes.
Dingoes ain't my baby.
That's not really nice.
Well, it's in the theme.
Nice.
Today's show.
Sort of.
Actually, today's theme is back to school technology and textile. Style, S-T-Y-L-E.
It is the computer corner, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're wondering what that is, and we do have a couple free lines open, so I'll throw that number out once again. We got one line open, 602-277-5827.
We're here to teach you the skills, S-K-I-L, it's supposed
Z.
to be Z, but it's been spelled with two L's on our website.
when did that happen?
I don't know.
Weird.
Somebody that's not in the...
We don't have a hip-hop spell check turned on, I guess,
huh? That's what it is, yeah. We need a hip-hop spell checker. So anyway, any questions you have, obviously they're wide open, but either email us or call us if you are one of those parents that's looking for help on what should I do as my kids go back to school.
Yeah, what he said.
To the phones.
We'll edumacate you.
To the phones?
To the phones, we shall.
Yes, it's Jim in Sun City.
Yeah, I don't know whether this has to do with back to school or not, but I'm using Juno as my server. I still have the old dial-up, rusty wire, and for about a year now, I've been having trouble. Every time I go in to access Juno, unless I've booted my computer or turned it on first thing in the morning,
yes,
I have to shut it down
mm-hmm.
and start it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to access it. It will not time out. Everything works fine the first time.
Yes.
If you disconnect and try to reconnect, you have to go through the whole process of restarting before it will, right?
Exactly.
Probably has nothing to do with Juno and has everything to do with your modem.
Your computer. You have a potential issue with that actual device, that modem, that thing that actually does the connection.
I replaced the modem.
You did.
That was one of the first things that I did.
Did you replace it with the exact same modem or
no.
a different one?
No, a different one.
And the exact same thing happens.
Exactly.
Okay, well, the system, the problem is still probably with your computer. It
mm-hmm.
is not properly allowing that modem to recycle or disconnect.
I figured that. I uninstalled Juno and reinstalled it.
No. It's going to be more specific to the operating system, likely.
Okay.
And the only way to know for sure is if you were to try another ISP to see if it does the same exact thing. There's a small chance that it's the Juno software because it's, you know, Juno software is kind of hokey anyway.
It does not do it with another provider.
Juno is on my second least favorite. And actually, anybody who's out there that's listening that subscribes to our newsletter that's on Juno, you're going to be getting weird messages from our list server, the thing that sends out the subscriptions, basically. It's telling you that things are bouncing. That is Juno. That's nothing that we can do. So, you know what? Direct those nasty emails over to Juno because they are causing the problem you're experiencing.
They're not nasty. They're just...
Yeah, no. Emails we're getting are not nasty, but I'm saying send one's nasty ones to Juno.
Oh, send them over to Juno saying quit bouncing the Data Doctor's newsletter.
Yeah, because our newsletter, almost every Juno user we have this last week has emailed me directly saying, hey, what's going on? It's, you know what? There's nothing we can do about that. It's Juno.
Something going on in Juno. But as to your problem, you're saying you tried a different ISP.
I did.
And it works fine.
It does.
Well, then there's your solution.
Exactly. But my wife, who is not very computer literate, she likes Juno, she knows Juno, and she doesn't want to change.
Well, change is always hard, but it's always for the better.
Then would she rather like Juno, live with Juno, stay with Juno, and have to go through this little ritual every time you want to actually do something with Juno, or, you know, spend a little bit of time getting used to something else, and I would suggest that you not make the something else AOL. So if you're going to make a switch, actually, there's a place in town locally that I would probably suggest you get in touch with. The name of the place is Extreme Internet.
Internet.
Yeah, we've been referring people to them for years and years. They're one of the few places that in town that's actually local that real people will talk to you if you have problems. They don't give you any kind of weird proprietary software. It uses very standard software that you can use. And you get a new computer, it's already installed. All you got to do is set it up and things. So those are the people I would talk to.
Or if you want to totally eliminate any kind of dial-up or timeout or any kind of connection problems at all, then go with what we do is cable.
I understand.
Cox
yes.
Cable. Then those issues can't be there because you don't ever dial up. You're always on.
Is Extreme Internet a dial-up?
Yes.
Yes. They also do DSL. They do other things as well.
But
they can provide dial-up service. I also know that they... for our radio show listeners, they give everybody that calls in, you let them know that you heard it on the show here. They'll give you a free month to try it out, so if you don't like it, you can always say, you know what, this isn't for me.
Do they have a website?
Yeah, extremezone.com, or you can call them, I think, 480-368-4NET.
368-4NET.
Yep.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Wow, we're going to have to send you a stream of bill or something.
Yeah, there comes a commercial. You know what? We just, I know the guys down there personally that run the place. They, for years and years,
yes.
have a relationship with them, and they just take care of people. So
yeah,
that's
they do. Jim, we've been actually using them for our corporate needs, for all of our data connections, for as long as I can remember. I mean, and they're really, really great
They don't
people.
Pay us to say nice things. We just, you know, we're a company that stands up and takes care of people. That's the big thing we do. We take care of people's problems. And they are, too, so, you know, I like to give people like that business when I can, so.
Okay, I'll give them a call.
All right, Jim, good luck. There's a real likely chance that the Juno software is conflicting with something else, not properly sending the code to the modem so that, you know, disconnected. The computer still thinks it's connected. That's why when you try to connect again, it says whatever it says, and it doesn't let you connect. And the only way to reset an internal modem, hardware-wise, is to physically power down the computer.
But Jim's got a plan now, so.
Yes, he does.
I do.
All right, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oop, I cut him off a little early.
That's okay.
Sorry,
this,
Jim.
This happens. How much time do we have?
40, fast stuff. Yeah, we got 2 minutes almost.
Well,
so
let's least tease it with Rob. Rob in Scottsdale, you're going to tease your question, and then if we can answer it, we will, and if not, we'll do it on the way back.
Okie doke, thanks.
What is ailing you?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
You're on the air.
Sorry, it's a very straightforward question. When I turn on my monitor, my video display,
yes.
I get shadowing both left and right of any item. So, for example, if I have an icon on a white screen, there's a horizontal band left and right of that icon shadowing it, almost as if toner was running left or right. This
right.
would occur, and I have script or text up on a screen. It's driving me crazy.
Well, do you rub your eyes a lot really hard before you look at your computer? Nothing like that.
How old is this monitor?
The monitor is a couple of years old. I've tried switching out with another monitor, and the problem persists. Doesn't appear to be a monitor problem, does not appear to be a cable connect problem.
Have you checked to see what kind of monitor Windows thinks it's displaying to?
Yes, it appears to be thinking that it's displaying to my correct monitor.
Okay, then most likely, since you've already tried another monitor, and obviously that's another cable that's with the other monitor, then the only thing really left is the video card within your machine that's just not sending the correct output, which probably just means it's replacement time for that video card.
How old is that card?
It's as old as the machine, 2.5 years, I'd suspect.
Is it one of those that's built onto the motherboard, or is it separate?
No, it's a separate card, and I'm sure I can replace it. I just didn't know whether it was a card problem or a driver problem.
It's possible that it's a driver problem. If you know exactly what it is, you can visit the manufacturer's website, try downloading the latest drivers. Which version of Windows are you running?
98 on this machine.
Okay. So you would just check to see if they had any 98 drivers, regardless of whether they were the latest or not, or whether you had the latest or not. Go ahead and download the ones that are on the website and try installing those.
Gotcha.
You can also check to see that you can manually set things like the refresh rate and things of that nature.
Yes, I've been through that drill, and my suspicion was that it was the card, and I just wanted to actually hear whether you thought that was it, too. It sounds like it.
Based on the fact that you've already switched the monitors, that would definitely be the next thing to try, especially since it's one of those you can just pop that old one out, pop a new one in, and see what happens.
Great, guys. Thanks so much.
You bet, Rob.
Bye.
Take care now. Wow, that was fast.
See? Told you we could do it.
Wow.
I'm getting the technical foul symbol again from Brian.
It's the computer corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, the soon-to-be larger family, Disney, joined
That's
by
right.
myself, Ken Colvin,
and
here.
And we're at 4 minutes for the family who's listening.
Yes, four minutes.
There you go.
It was at 7 this morning?
Yeah.
And it's at 4 now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it's probably a sign.
Can you wait till the end of the show, Sarah? Okay.
Before we commit another technical foul, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've got Geek Speak of the Week, we've got webattack.com free download of the week, and of course lots more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. Back after this.
Two media professionals, two practicing Catholics, one a convert, the other a priest. Mary Jo West, TV and radio news anchor, now public information officer for the Phoenix Diocese, and Father Kevin Dilworth, a part of the Channel 3 news department and a Jesuit. Sunday at 11, they both speak out on Catholicism 2003 on The God Show on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hi, I'm Dave Workman, president of Ultimate Electronics. Right now, I've authorized huge discounts on all of our nearly new open box televisions in stock. This once-a-year TV blowout sale is a terrific opportunity to purchase the latest in television technology at the best price possible. With savings up to 20% on these open-box televisions and 15-month no-interest financing, you'll have your choice of the best television brands around, such as Sony, Panasonic, Pioneer, Mitsubishi, and Samsung. And as always, all open-box merchandise carries the original manufacturer's factory warranty. If you're looking for a new big-screen TV, high-definition TV, or even one of those TVs you hang on your wall, now's your opportunity to walk away with an amazing deal. So come on in and save.